Welcome to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are Two Chef Mission, and today we're going to go ahead and talk about the benefits of meal planning. So, in your thoughts, what are the benefits of meal planning? What are some of the benefits?
I think we can talk about the benefits that they are for us a little bit.
I think that's a good point, especially because we're a family of five, three little ones.
Yes.
So
we definitely have to plan.
Yeah.
If we don't plan, then we're planning to eat out.
Yeah. Yeah, 90% of the time. If we don't have a plan for the house, we're picking something up.
We're pretty screwed.
Yeah.
Mainly for the fact that not only as parents, but also business owners makes it like our time is spread
pretty thin.
Crazy throughout the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Because whether it's cooking for clients, doing office work, playing with kids, cleaning up their messes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, just even tonight.
Now potty training.
Yeah, actually, I will say, I know this is a little off topic for the podcast, but he actually did really good today.
He did good potty training today. That's good.
It was actually really nice. And I was like, sweet. He went on his own most of the time.
Hey, that's like a win when you like do really good with meal planning.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it back, right? But I would say that one of the benefits, and this one is definitely more of a bit long term. So like you might not see this right from the beginning because it's going to have a bit of a time frame of learning.
Yeah.
There's going to be a learning curve, of course. But it eventually is very time saving.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I know we see it in the sense of when we actually effectively meal plan. And I think that's the best way of putting it is as you're effectively meal planning, you will see the benefit of time saving because we can shop and have the groceries delivered to us, which is a huge convenient factor. And I'm pretty sure that's now in most places, especially here in the States, that's a big thing that most people end up doing.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, we didn't pull the trigger on that until like COVID happened.
So I think it was just till after COVID happened.
No, it was when we started getting deliveries.
It was like pickup.
I don't know if they had pickup, but either way, like we avoided the grocery store because we had because I was pregnant, and then we had
Elias.
I was pregnant with Elias. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had Wyatt, and he was young, and you're pregnant with Elias.
Yeah. So, but once we did, it was like game changer.
Oh my God. It made it so much easier because we were able to be at home. We were able to actually get things put away and get things put in place of what we needed to, especially knowing that the food was coming.
Yeah.
Especially if it was on our batch cooking day.
But the main thing is like ultimately planning your meals streamlines the process.
Yeah.
Which means that you're doing less of the rushing around last minute, where you're like almost like a chicken with your head cut off, right? Where you're running around, don't know what you're doing, or you're having to like rush out to pick something up, whether it's takeout or like what you were saying with quick meals and stuff that you would get at the store or stuff that might be the ready to eat or anything like that. It's ultimately all of that's going to take time, as much as it seems like, oh, it's a convenience because I'm not having to cook it, which it kind of is, but like if you had just planned, you wouldn't be, because it also brings on like stress.
Yeah, because then it's like your last minute shopping, you're now rushing to be able to get the items so that way you can rush back home, so that way you can either rush to throw it in the oven, especially if it's a frozen meal. And some of those frozen meals take forever. Like, it's crazy. They're like, oh yeah, throw this frozen lasagna in for like...
I knew that's where you were going with it, because I was like...
I think one of them like, was like 160
minutes. It's like 75 minutes or something like that. And you're... It's like, what?
You're like, my kids
microwave it in.
You're like, my kids want to eat now.
Yes.
They don't want to eat in the next hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
Yeah. But it also allows for time management throughout the week because you've planned and you kind of can either do what you were saying with batching the meals one time throughout the week, or even if you're doing the like every few days, you can manage what recipes those are, whether it's going to be like a really quick recipe or a little bit longer on certain days, so you can manage that. And that's one of the great things, is as you continue the process, you get better at managing your time as well as figuring out how you're saving time through meal planning.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
And it also ends up being pretty cost effective.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, and I could see the benefit in the fact that you're already planning ahead. So, and this is something we do, mm-hmm. where we make sure that we're shopping for recipes that have like ingredients, because then mm-hmm. we're not spoiling as much at the end of the week, and mm-hmm. we're actually making sure to utilize basically everything right. that we're purchasing,
which is allowing you for like strategic planning and shopping.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially because I know we end up get it delivered, and that helps mm-hmm. us.
And that also, like, with using all of it, it reduces your food waste.
Yeah.
But also, if you've eaten out, which if you've eaten out, I would be surprised to find anyone who's like, I've never eaten out. What?
Yeah, I'd be like, your schedule, please? I'd like to see it.
But I would say that in general, and this is where we saw a few posts recently from someone who was talking about how it's cheaper to just eat out for every meal.
Yeah.
And it's so inaccurate because
we even broke down the math on it.
Because the thing is as chefs, we know different costs, whether it be food costs or ingredient costs and things like that, as well as what it costs to eat out in restaurants. And in general, restaurants are going to be about double or sometimes triple the price.
Yeah.
So if you effectively plan your meals around, especially if you're effectively planning them around whole ingredients,
mm-hmm.
you can definitely save money eating at home versus eating out.
Yeah, and I think this is lent to the cost effectiveness, is, and I know we've talked about this a number of times on podcasts, on lives and everything, it's shopping seasonally and seeing what's in season, because mm-hmm. it's in season, so it's going to be easier for the stores to acquire them
mm-hmm.
as opposed to if it's something that's out of season. And then it's going to cost the stores more to get it, so then now you're having to pay more because the store is going to push that onto the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. The next thing that is a benefit is that it also helps promote healthier eating habits.
Yeah. Because it helps you understand what's going into your food mm-hmm. too.
That's a big one.
And it basically also helps with your portion sizes, because I know
mm-hmm.
we've seen it. And of course, we have the benefit of if, you know, we're going out to Disney or something, and if we are having a meal there, their meals, basically their plates are almost two times
mm-hmm.
as big as what a normal serving size would be.
Yes. Well, restaurants in general, the portion sizes, and it's funny when people complain about portion sizes of it. Like, of course, fine dining is going to have smaller portions.
Yes.
But in normal restaurants, when it's complained about that it's like, oh, it's too small, in general, restaurants, portions are huge compared to what they really need to be, as well as the amount of, like, salt and, like, all kinds of added butter and everything that goes into, like, the greatness of being able to control what is going in your food while cooking at home, even though I will say we enjoy eating out.
Oh,
so it's not that we don't eat out ever, because we definitely do, because that's built into our meal planning.
Yeah, that really is.
But it's healthier for us to eat at home because we're able to control what we're putting in our food.
Right. I would also say in that point of, you know, saying the seasoning and how much butter and everything mm-hmm. gets put in, you know, coming from the backgrounds that we have and seeing
mm-hmm.
what we have seen, as like I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've seen either, you know, people in the back of house end up over seasoning things
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, putting, you know, more butter or oil into the dishes than actually necessary.
Exactly.
Because you only need it just to coat the bottom of the pan. You don't need it to be an almost soup or a bath for it to start swimming in when you put it in.
Yeah. But the other part of eating at home or meal planning and things like that is that it also allows you to balance your meals with different vegetables and fruits and grains and everything to and proteins to have a mix of those nutrients that you need.
Right, and I like that point too. I like that a lot.
And that would lead us to our next benefit, which is that it reduces your stress.
That's a huge one. And the fact that, you know, knowing what you're gonna either be making or what your significant other is gonna make or whoever it is that's the cook in the family or both of you, make it something fun, make it where the whole family gets together and starts doing food in the kitchen together. But it'll help reduce that stress by so much, just even knowing what's ahead.
Exactly. The main way that it reduces your stress is the fact that you have a plan in place and you're not getting any of the last minute, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I have to go do this. Now I have to grab this thing. And oh no, they don't have it. Or any of that, which definitely is stress-inducing.
It's like, I can't even begin to think about the number of times that we've had to do that with the boys.
Well, specifically, when we first had Wyatt.
Yeah. Because that was such an eye-opener. Because we...
What are we doing?
And I really feel like that's where it really shows in, you know, societal standards that you don't really know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting into until
you have a kid.
Yeah.
You don't know until you actually get into the thick of it. And that's when baby's born and when they're like, all right, you know, you guys have had your support for X amount of time now.
Few hours that we were there and then they're like, take baby. And you're like, I feel like I'm stealing a baby. Okay. Even though we created him, stealing him. But yeah, so it definitely helps with that, having a plan in place.
Yeah.
And the next thing is going to be customization. Because having your own plan means that you are customizing it to your exact specifications.
Right.
And that's whether you have restrictions, allergies, specific goals, any of that. Or picky eaters, you can customize it to your entire family.
Right.
And that allows you to put in variety where you want it.
Yeah.
Or if you have picky eaters, take it out.
Yeah, because I mean, those are all huge points, especially if, you know, for the variety, you want to be able to try a new type of cuisine, be it Japanese, Middle Eastern, you know, just there's just so much types of food from all around the world that it almost feels impossible to be able to eat everything.
But also the thing is like eating out, one, you have to, depending on the customizations you need, you have to worry about, are they going to get it correct? But also a lot of those places upcharge for customizations, where if you're at home and you're planning, you're already taking care of that and it's already there, and that lowers that, again, stress of having to worry about it.
I'll tell you, that's just a huge benefit alone right there.
And that leads us to our final, which you kind of touched on this with getting your family involved, but it helps with your family time and family bonding.
Yeah.
Because you are making your meals at home and it's a great way that you can get them involved, but also you're making connections with them around the table over a meal that you made.
Yeah. I think a really good point to that is, and this is something that we try to do as much as we can at home, is to let the boys come in and help in the kitchen.
When we can.
Of course, barring any sort of circumstances, like, you know, okay, well, we're having to cook it on the stove, so, like, okay, you boys need to get out because that's hot. We're having to open the oven door, so please, like, make some space so you don't reach in and get hurt. But I think, like, a perfect example is tonight's dinner. We did a non-pizza. Or non-bread pizza, and I mean, they got to put some of the tomato sauce on, cheese, pepperonis, whatever they wanted on top, and they had so much fun with it.
I would say pizza, if you're looking for a really easy way to get your family involved into cooking, pizza night is by far the easiest.
Probably one of the easiest ways, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you need a quick way of doing that, whether it's doing like flatbread pizzas or like non-bread pizzas,
mm-hmm.
Which are already basically ready to go to put toppings on, or most stores have balls of dough that are ready to roll out to make a pizza.
And they're only a couple dollars. Mm-hmm. Like, they're actually really inexpensive. And they even have the instructions right on the ball of dough
mm-hmm.
to tell you exactly what you need to do. So I think that's a perfect example of making something more family bonding, but still making it, mm-hmm. you know, cost efficient and effective where anybody can really do it.
Yeah. And it also allows for collaboration and communicating within your family, because the planning process, then you can include them
yeah.
to whether it's what kind of snacks do you want, or what would you prefer this meal or this meal, and kind of get them involved so that they're more interested
yeah.
in it.
And that ends up leading to, like, for families with younger kids or picky mm-hmm. eaters, that ends up leading to more meals that they'll actually sit down and eat, because mm-hmm. they already know what's coming ahead. They already know that they've selected these specific meals and menus that they've wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, this is what you selected, so we're making exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and sit down and eat together.
Yeah.
So I think those are really good points.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are huge benefits. And do you want to recap them real quick?
So first benefit is time saving.
Yeah, definitely time saving.
Second benefit is cost effective. Third benefit.
I had to look down. It's healthier eating habits and mm-hmm. being able to incorporate healthier food.
The fourth is reduced stress.
Yeah, that's also a big one. Customization is the next one. So being able to add variety mm-hmm. and customization of what your meals are going to be.
And then finally, back to family time and family bonding.
All of them great reasons mm-hmm. why you should be meal planning. And if it's something that you're working on, congratulations to you. We're here mm-hmm. to support you on that. And if yeah. it's something that is new, we will get that going. We got a little one who came in. He woke yeah. up a little scared.
If you are looking for more help with meal planning and you haven't already joined, check out our Facebook group, Meal Planning for Busy Parents.
Yeah, that's there where we give out some mm-hmm. bunch of tips. We give out recipes. We really are cultivating a community mm-hmm. of individuals who are looking to better themselves in meal planning and have more shared memories around the table with their family, because mm-hmm. we only have so many meals before they're grown and ready to leave the house.
But we are glad you joined us for this episode, and until next time, keep it 100% fresh.